This is InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
It may surprise you, but vast fortunes in retirement savings are currently unclaimed in forgotten or lost 401k accounts. Could some of that money be yours? Here to share the details, InfoTrack reporter Jim Anthony. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. My guest is Kate Ashford, a personal finance expert and writer at NerdWallet. Kate, let's start with the basics. How does someone lose track of something as valuable as a 401k account?
Well, it's a good question, but you know, the thing about 401ks is that they are out of sight, out of mind. That's what makes them so great for savings. You don't have to make the choice to save every month. That's why we tell everyone they should be using them. It automates your decision. But that also means some people don't interact with it all that often. And frankly, they may forget that it's there. And if you're changing jobs, it's not going to be the top thing on your to-do list.
Now, the average unclaimed 401k has just over $56,000 sitting in it, as research indicates. So those small balances can potentially grow over time into significant sums of money.
Oh, absolutely. The power of compounding, every cent matters. And if you've got $56,000 sitting in there, you want to go after it. That's going to be valuable in the long run.
Compounding, the eighth wonder of the world, as they say.
Exactly.
What are the first and easiest steps you can take to start tracking down a lost 401k?
Well, the first and easiest, maybe, is contacting your former employer. If you can get in touch with someone at your old HR department, they may be able to point you in the right direction. But if that isn't possible, they don't know what you're talking about, they don't exist anymore, you can also try going directly to the plan administrator, which is the financial company that had your 401k, if you know who that is, and try to track your 401k down that way. You can really run down the list of the big 401k providers if you want to, you know, Fidelity, Vanguard, T. Rowe, Voya, and just if you aren't sure, you can ask them if your 401k is there. They could probably help you out.
Now, I know there are some tools that are available, like the National Registry of Unclaimed Retirement Benefits, and I think the Department of Labor also has something like a lost and found site. How effective are these tools, and what kind of information do you need to use them?
You know, I think it depends on where you've lost your 401k, how long ago you lost your 401k, and I imagine these sites are kind of hit and miss depending on where your assets are. The National Registry of Unclaimed Retirement Benefits is at unclaimedretirementbenefits.com, and you just need your social security number to see if something pops up there. The Retirement Savings Lost and Found database, the Department of Labor site, lostandfound.dol.gov, that's another thing you can try. There's also an abandoned plan database from the Department of Labor. I did not find that particularly helpful, but if you know the name of your plan and you're looking for it, you can try that. You can just search Department of Labor abandoned plan database to track that down.
What if someone remembers working for a company, but that company either no longer exists or they change their names? Can people still find that old account?
Oh, that old account is probably still out there, and that might be one of the best uses of these databases is when your company is no longer around, you can't ask anyone. That database, you may find that your account is out there floating about, and you can find it through one of these. There's also a site called missingmoney.com, which is the official unclaimed property website of the National Association of State Treasurers, and you might find that your money is listed there.
Now, what happens to 401k accounts with smaller balances, say under $5,000? Typically, if I understand correctly, you can't leave accounts that are of small balance with the company if you leave the company?
Well, it depends on the balance. If your 401k has less than $1,000 when you quit a job, the IRS will allow the plan administrator to automatically withdraw your money and send you a check, minus 20% in taxes, and you have about 60 days to roll that over into another 401k or IRA account if you don't want it to count as a distribution. If the 401k has between $1,000 and either $5,000 or $7,000, depending on the year you left it and what state you're in, your employer can move your money into another IRA. So it might still be there, but be in a different place entirely. And if your 401k has more than $5,000 or $7,000, they can't move it, so it should still be where you left it.
We'll get to tax considerations in just a moment because I do want to delve into what people should do with those lost 401ks if and when they find them. But talk a little bit about this concept first of auto portability. What is it And how does it help to minimize, or does it help to minimize, the problem of lost accounts, and especially those with smaller balances?
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is a new thing that is being tried in the retirement savings industry, in that a 401k would go with you when you leave the job. It would roll over into an IRA automatically. And that's a fantastic idea, because as with the 401k automation, it automates the decision of moving the money. So it goes with you.
Talk a little about this concept of auto portability. What is it? And does it help to minimize the problem of lost accounts, and especially those with smaller balances?
Well, yeah, the auto portability program is a new thing happening in the retirement savings industry, where a worker leaves a job, their 401k account will automatically move into an IRA, which is a super idea. In much the same way that we encourage people to automate savings with the 401k, automating moving those savings with them would make the most sense. So I think that's a great idea. I hope it catches on.
Okay, so once someone recovers a lost 401k, the next step is, what should they do with it? Should they leave it where it is, roll it into a traditional IRA, or what they call a rollover IRA, or move it to a current employer's plan? What really is the best course of action to take once you've recovered that lost 401k?
Well, you do have those three choices. We don't really recommend leaving the money in your old 401k because, again, you might forget about it. It's harder to keep track. You're still paying fees in a 401k that you are no longer able to contribute to. You can roll it over into an IRA. That certainly is a great option. You can also roll it into your employer's 401k if you like the investment options there. The benefit of rolling it into your employer's 401k is that all your money is in one place, which makes it easier to make sure that your balances are what you hope them to be. But really, rolling into a rollover IRA or your current 401k are both good options.
But a rollover IRA will likely have more options than, say, an employer's 401k plan?
Absolutely. A rollover IRA will likely give you more options in terms of investments, and often the fees are lower. So that is something to think about as you're making this decision.
How do recovered accounts fit into someone's broader retirement strategy? In other words, could that found money, if you will, shift when or how they retire?
Oh, sure. If you've left a significant amount of money in an account and suddenly you realize that you've got $50,000 more dollars than you thought you had, that can certainly change the trajectory of things. But honestly, people need to be saving more than they're saving anyway. So this might just mean that they are more on track than they were before, but they still need to be saving for the future.
I do want to come back to taxes for just a minute. I know nobody likes to talk about taxes, but what are the tax considerations that people should keep in mind when rolling over an old 401k, especially if they've accumulated multiple accounts over the years? What's the best course of action?
Well, certainly you want to make sure, if you roll over a 401k in such a way that the check gets sent to you, that you make sure you roll it over into an IRA or 401k within 60 days, or it will count as a distribution, and then you will owe income taxes, and if you're not 59 and a half, you'll owe a penalty on that money. So the easiest thing to do is to roll it over from company to company, so it goes directly from one to the other, and you don't ever see it.
And again, you spoke before about consolidating multiple old accounts into one IRA. So consolidation is key. It's really something to consider here.
Oh, absolutely. The more you can see all of your money at a glance, the easier it's going to be to make sure that you're on track for retirement, you're saving what you need to save, and that your portfolio is allocated the way you want it to be. The more accounts you have, the more complicated it is to keep track of where everything is.
This may be overwhelming for a lot of people, but for our listeners who haven't thought about their old retirement accounts in years, or maybe they don't even recall that they had one, what's your best piece of advice to help them take that first step today?
Well, there's no harm in checking these databases to see if anything pops up. And if you are the sort of person that keeps your tax documents in easy folders to pop through, you might just check your old W-2s, see if there are 401ks noted there, and see if you recall that you've rolled those over to a new account. Really, it's just a matter of checking in a few places and making sure you have as much as you think you should have.
Sound advice. Kate Ashford, personal finance expert at NerdWallet, is our guest. Kate, thank you for sharing your insights today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.